Welcome to the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, August 29th, 2025, and we have a lineup of blockchain and Web3 technologies headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Tech Media Breaks Professional Diversity Network Inc. NASDAQ IPDN signs MOU with OOKC Group to develop Web 3.0 banking platform, launches updated Talent Ally site. Professional Diversity Network Inc. has signed a non-binding MOU with OOKC Group to develop the world's first compliance-driven Web 3.0 digital investment banking platform. This platform will target real-world asset tokenization, decentralized capital structures, and cross-border regulatory innovation. In addition, the company has launched a redesigned Talent Alley website, offering upgraded navigation, job search tools, and career resources. Talent Alley has seen a 44.3% increase in monthly site visitors and a 79.8% growth in page views since January 2025, reflecting strong momentum in global recruitment outsourcing. To learn more, visit the Professional Diversity Network, Inc. website. Chinese news breaks, SolarWind Holdings, NASDAQ SWIN, launches Dubai Operations Center, applies for DIFC Asset Management License. SolarWind Holdings, a financial services firm providing solutions across traditional and digital assets, has announced the launch of its Dubai Operations Center and the start of its application for a Category 3C Asset Management License from the Dubai International Financial Center, DIFC. This move expands the company's compliant financial services footprint in the Middle East and strengthens connectivity between the region and Asia. SolarWind CEO Peter Locke highlighted the strategic importance of the new hub in supporting the company's vision for a cross-regional digital financial Silk Road. The choice of DIFC was based on its regulatory advantages, including a mutual recognition framework with Hong Kong's Securities and Futures Commission, potentially streamlining approval in as little as 3 months. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.